Show.
The markets.
Well, JSE was down a little bit on the day, but it could have been a whole bunch worse. After some strong gains toward the end of last week, we saw the Rand rally on Friday, and a stronger Rand throughout the weekend and through the day today put a bit of a dampener on the JSE. Merrill Pick is with the Old Mutual Investment Group. Cyril Ramaphosa talking up South Africa in the UK. It's a critical market for South Africa. It's a big trade partner. Lots of South African companies operate in the UK, some more successfully than others.
Yeah.
And it's a good audience for the president, especially as this conference that he's been speaking at is a Financial Times conference.
Yeah, I think it's important to position ourselves as well now with Brexit and the UK renegotiating many trade deals in the future probably. So that is good, but I think ultimately the investment community as well will be observing whatever he says, both locally and globally, GEM managers. So it's important to leave a good impression and to try to instill some confidence.
We got the impression that today he did leave a good impression. I got a sense that he was poised, he was in control. There is enough good news better news to talk up on the week and the month.
He usually does leave quite a good impression whenever he has a platform. But I think it's encouraging that there are some concrete things for him to point to, for example, or let's say the tone around SOEs, for example, far more accommodating, far more open to private public partnership.
But who would want, for example, a piece of SAA unless you get some very strong managerial sort of control?
Yeah.
If as an equity partner, because government's not going to give away control, sort of share ownership in terms of control. So you want management control of the thing so that you can drive the changes that need to be driven in order to save SAA from itself.
I'm sure at some point people were skeptical of Telkom and private public partnership.
Most incredible example of what does and can work.
Yeah. So I've seen speculation in the press of Ethiopian Airlines sniffing around.
Partner.
That would make sense. I think just the very fact that we are entertaining these talks and they sound quite serious is already a positive.
We're light years ahead of where we were. We really were. Tell me about your perspectives, please, on Long for Life. It's taking strain, beauty and sport, not quite what they were. Yeah. It's quite interesting to see Long for Life really struggling to get great spots for sorbet salons, for example. I mean, they're dotted all over the place, but if you want to grow, you need great locations. And they actually seem to be struggling a bit with that.
Yeah, you need space growth. So they've seen, funny enough, when you start reading the results, it looks positive at first, you know, very strong top line growth. But as
they grew their revenues like 20%.
20%. But HEPS and earned profits have actually gone backwards. So they've ultimately sacrificed margins, I suppose, for sales. If you give them the benefit of the doubt, they're investing ahead of the curve. So a lot of those expenses are coming through adding new assets, you know, increasing depreciation, increasing marketing spend, etc., before sales are coming through. So obviously betting hard on their strategy. And
the Christmas season. I mean, people are more likely to spend money in the last quarter of the year at sorbet and on sporting equipment and stuff for this next season, Christmas presents, that sort of stuff, than maybe in the other 9 months.
But they're clearly betting strongly on a consumer recovery, which it may be an early bet, and they may need to see several years to grow into these investments.
But we're starting to see a little bit of, you know, the FNB is beginning to report slight uptick in demand for mortgages. You know, there's something happening in the South African economy. It's small, but there's a little frisson.
Yeah, we've seen similar stats coming out of APSA, out of the bond originators, Uber, etc. Not Uber the taxis, Uber the bond originators. Talking about, you know, an uptick in applications and an uptick in approvals, and a lot of those are first-time buyers, which tells you two things. It tells you confidence is maybe stabilizing or picking up, but also there's affordability there, and confidence from banks. The banks are actually willing to trust consumers.
Yeah, a good chance. I mean, banks aren't in the habit of lending money out deliberately not to get it back. So they're beginning to trickle money back into the economy, which is, again, slow but steady. Yeah. And the rand is playing a little bit of ball as well. I mean, is it an all emerging markets phenomenon, or is South Africa beginning to draw some attention?
You can give yourself whiplash watching the rand.
I wondered why you were wearing that lovely collar around your neck. Yes.
Yeah, so I try not to focus on the short-term volatility too much. There is probably an emerging market story. We've seen, you know, better news around Brexit, better news around trade wars. So we could be in a bit of a risk on space. But I think long term, I would watch what the Fed does with inflation versus what our Reserve Bank does with inflation. We all know about the one theory driving currencies being relative inflation, purchase power parity. What can you buy with your dollars versus what can you buy with your rands? And our Reserve Bank is slowly guiding our inflation down towards the 3% lower range, whereas the Fed is starting to coax and talk about having 2% as a bottom range. So we might see a convergence between our inflation and the Fed's inflation, which theoretically should give you a stronger rand.
And a slightly more stable currency
long-term
as well.
Yeah. I'm excited about that. That comes to
stability. Now, I remember it's in a word in a dictionary. I haven't seen much of it anywhere for a long time. Thank you very much for coming through this evening. Meryl Pick with the Old Mutual Investment Group.